welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Wednesday of the 32nd week in Ordinary Time, and from the United States, we hear from Sister Connie Koch, a spiritual director and retreat director for the center at Merriandale in Ossining, New York. Sister Connie is also the promoter of preaching for the Dominican Sisters of Hope, and her preaching today is entitled Gratitude.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. As Jesus continued his journey to Jerusalem, he traveled through Samaria and Galilee. As he was entering a village, 10 lepers met him. They stood at a distance from him and raised their voice, saying, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us." And when he saw them, he said, "Go show yourselves to the priests." As they were going, they were cleansed. And one of them, realizing he had been healed, returned, glorifying God in a loud voice, and he fell at the feet of Jesus and thanked him. He was a Samaritan. Jesus said in reply, 10 were cleansed, were they not? Where are the other 9? Has none but this foreigner returned to give thanks to God?" Then he said to him, "Stand up and go. Your faith has saved you." Wow, this passage touched me in a new and deeper way. I found myself focusing on the very human sensitivity of Jesus. And I realized that he desires our gratitude. And he offers intimacy and healing. He truly understands and immediately responds to our need for him. These 10 lepers were desperate for a cure and believed that Jesus could heal them. They trusted Jesus and so became open to his healing power. Yet only one returned to say thank you. His gratitude was essential, and so Jesus gave him an even greater gift. Jesus gave him the gift of salvation. He said, "Your faith has saved you." When we come to Jesus in prayer, are we aware of his infinite love? Do we celebrate Jesus' goodness in our lives, and do we return in prayer? Do we remember to say, "Thank you"? Perhaps we are being called to reflect upon the practice of gratitude, which can be so restorative. Barbara Brown Taylor says that gratitude is a defiance of sorts. The defiance of kindness in the face of anger, of connection in the face of division, and of hope in the face of fear. And so let us ponder that, and let us consider why we teach our children to say thank you. Perhaps it is a reminder that gratitude connects us to each other and to reverence. Reverencing each other with gratitude is just what our world needs. So like the one leper who returned, it is so important for each of us to return in prayer and to express our gratitude for and our awareness of the healing gifts which we have received. Our words expressed can become a psalm of thanksgiving. slow down, savor the gift, express gratitude. Nothing more is needed.